From FloydCountyRecord.com and KFLP, this is On the Record. I'm Alex Striggers, and our guest today is Mr. Mike Michelson. He is the principal of Lockney Elementary School in Floyd County. And Mr. Michelson just got back from the capital of Texas in Austin, where he spent the night with a group of fifth grade students from his school. Mr. Michelson, thanks for joining us. And as we get started here, why don't you just tell me a little bit about the trip and what went down?
Okay. So our fifth grade class, this was the 12th year. I would say consecutive year, but that's a lie because we didn't get to go last year with COVID.
Right.
That's the 12th time that we've taken our fifth graders to Austin. We see the state capitol. We do a tour at the state capitol. We go to the Bob Bullock Museum. And this year, we added also the Texas Memorial Museum on the campus of the University of Texas. And, you know, we just get up early one morning. We drive down there. We find a church to spend the night at and sleep on their gym floor. And then we get up the next day, hit the Bullock Museum and the Memorial Museum, and then we drive back that night. We get back about, you know, 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. The kids raise all the money for the trip, and it's just kind of a neat, kind of mountaintop experience for a lot of our kids, because we've got many kids that haven't had a chance to go make a trip to Austin, see the University of Texas campus, see the state capitol, walk through there, see the history that goes along with that, and just some of the, the quirky things that you get to do, like when you're doing the tour of the capitol, and it's a guided tour, we get to go into the Senate chambers or the House chambers, and it's kind of neat for the kids to see that. We try to do something fun for them the night that we're there after we get done with the capitol tour and have dinner for them. So this year they went to just a trampoline park, and we spend a couple hours there eating before we bed down for the night. It's two really long days, and it's just you're bouncing from one thing to the next, but they learn a lot while they're there, and they have some fun while they're doing it.
Yeah, so you mentioned that it's kind of a mountaintop experience for a lot of your students. A lot of your students don't have the kind of opportunities very often to get out and kind of have this experiential learning in the Texas Capitol. What is that like for the kids kind of who maybe it's their first time to go to Austin, maybe it's their first time to see kind of a college campus or a government building or something like that? What's the value in that?
Well, it's usually about, one third of our kids. We'll do an informal survey, and about a third of our kids will say, yeah, we've been to Austin before, we've seen the Capitol, or we've driven by it. But, two thirds of our kids, they just kind of look around. It's like, yeah, I've never had a chance to do that. So it's many of our kids, they grow up in West Texas, and this becomes their bubble. This is their frame of reference for anything and everything. And not that it's a good thing or a bad thing, it's just a thing. It's rural, it's cotton fields, it's gins, it's pump jacks, it's, driving 15 minutes to Plainview to go to Walmart, and covering 15 miles or, and they get to experience, Austin traffic and sitting on I-35 and spending 15 minutes and going half a mile. It's those kinds of things. They just get to see a different way of life. They get to see what it's like downtown. I mean, it's something as simple as traveling, getting from one place to another. And I had one student, look around and say, "Well, where's their Walmart?" And it's like, you're downtown in Austin. You don't have a Walmart in downtown Austin. That's a little bit different because of the type of population that it serves, and these are mostly businesses and those kinds of things. So it's just a little bit different. And you just get to talk with them about what it's like to live in a place where you've got, an urban area of a million people, living in a much tighter space than the life that you get to lead out here. Architecture that's different, the way the streets are planned. You know, most of the streets out here are perpendicular to each other. There's not any curves in them. You go down in that area and you got curves all over the place with a lot of streets. So it's just even those simple little things like that that the kids don't necessarily know about that you get to share with them and talk to them about. And you know, certainly our kids are familiar with Wayland Baptist in Plainview and Texas Tech, maybe Lubbock Christian, West Texas A&M. And going to some of those places, but you know, to see something on the scale of University of Texas in Austin is just a little bit different for them, and it's just it's fun. It's unique. It gives them something to look forward to. It's one of the first big things that they do as a class, as a group. You know, a lot of the things that we do while we have the kids for those two school days that we take them down there. Is kind of the first experience of them building things together as a team, because a lot of those kids, they haven't been in athletics yet. They're only in fifth grade. Some of them may do some club teams and things like that, but as a class, they haven't done a whole lot together. So we try to do some team building things, you know, as well, and make sure that the kids really get to know each other and they understand, you know, what it's like to be the class of. And then you say, you know, in this case, 2029.
So you, as the principal of the elementary school, taking an overnight trip with a class like this, I imagine this is an opportunity for you and for some of their teachers as well to connect in a way that maybe you don't get to do in the classroom.
Sure. You know, we talk about expectations of you know, how you're supposed to act on a bus ride down there. The fact that they're representing their family, themselves, their school, their community, and the expectations that we have. You know, one of the things that, you know, really makes the trip for us as adults and sponsors when we go down is when, you know, you stop in at a restaurant and you leave the place and somebody from the staff there will say, hey, your kids are absolutely fantastic. We appreciate the way that you took care of the place. You cleaned up after yourself. We work really hard on those kinds of things. And again, that just kind of goes back to the team building and really talking with our kids about, you know, not everything is about you. It's about doing things for other people and trying to make other people's lives better and not just looking out for yourself. So we, you know, talk to the kids about when you're in a museum and we split you up into groups. You know, a museum's a place where you need to be quiet and you need to look. You need to ask questions, and we don't run around. When we go to Chick-fil-A, and there's a playground back there, that's when you get a little rowdy, and you can move around, and you know you can do some of those things. So it's just you know, you've got to teach kids some of those things, and you don't get to do that a lot in the classroom. So it's a fun experience. The kids absolutely love it. You know, we didn't get to do it with our fifth graders last year, and that hurt. You know, they've moved on to junior high school, so we can't really, you know, pick that back up for them. So my heart hurts for them. They'll have different experiences, too, that'll build on that as well. I'm just glad that we get to do it. We try to build in some responsibility for our kids. And, you know, sometimes it's kind of hard on our parents because it may be the first experience that our parents have letting their kids go with somebody else. You know, 6.5 hours away and spending the night. And that makes some parents kind of nervous too. But we've done this enough years. I think most people, they trust that we're going to take care of their kids. And it's going to be a fantastic experience. And hopefully they've got many more ahead of them as they go through their school years. And they participate in FFA and athletics and band. Academic UIO, one-act play, whatever.
Yeah, and so you mentioned this is the 12th year, I believe you said, that the Lockney Elementary School has taken this trip. How did it come about 12 years ago? Who kind of hatched the idea for a trip like this? That's kind of, I'd say, fairly uncommon for elementary school students.
From what I've been told, you know, this is only my third year here at Lightning Elementary School. So this was my second trip taking the kids. But I believe Jean Ann Williams, who was the principal here before me, was the one that started this. And when I came in, to the position, one of the questions I asked is, all right, what do we do? And it's something that I've always asked anytime I come into the gym, into a new position and job. You know, what are the things that are important to this campus? And it was one of the things that came up from the fifth grade teachers at the time and other staff members, is that this trip was probably top on the list. So, I just wanted to do what I could to honor that and continue that tradition. And I think we've done it enough times now that we can call it a tradition. And it is a great thing for our kids. And they do, the work to raise the money. So it's a tough 2 days on the adults. I'm not going to lie about that. But, we're old. Fifth graders are resilient. So they bounce back. And it's been fantastic, I think, for everybody.
Yeah, and what would you say would be maybe one of the top takeaways for the kids when they come back to Lochne, they come back to West Texas after having that experience? What are they talking about?
The teachers sit down with them and they write, a little bit of report, an essay, basically on what it is that they got to experience and see. And it's just as varied as the kids, because for a few of our kids, they've had a few more of those kinds of experiences. For a lot of our kids, they haven't had many at all. So for the ones that haven't got to see stuff like that before, we'll talk about everything from the size of the Capitol and how big it was, or how tall it was looking, from the floor to the top of the dome on the inside, and getting pictures of that. It's funny what you see kids taking pictures of and what's important to them. We've had a couple of kids that have come back, and when we're in the Capitol, they've done some ancestry research, and they'll say, hey, somewhere in my family tree, I was related to somebody that served in the House of Representatives. And, is it possible I could take a picture? This year, we had a couple of kids who were distantly related to a governor of Texas back in the 60s, John Conley. And they said, hey, can we take a picture? They've got all the framed portraits of the governors of the state. So we found it and took a picture for them. And that was really important to them and kind of a neat takeaway. For some kids, we went to the Texas Memorial Museum this year, and that's really kind of focused on paleontology and lots of dinosaur bones and meteorites. And one of the big takeaways for all of us, including me, just happened to be the number of meteorite strikes that occur in the panhandle area of Texas, compared to the rest of Texas. It seems like more of that kind of stuff happens around here than anywhere else in Texas. And they've got samples of all those kinds of rocks and being able to see that and talk about the different fossilized bones, the different animals. We had a lot of kids that really kind of liked that. And that was the first time we'd gone to that museum, was this year. And we're going to add that and continue doing that for our kids. The Bullock Museum, we try to see an IMAX movie that kind of talks a little bit about the history of Texas and the settling of Texas. And a lot of the kids get a kick out of that and being able to watch that and get an understanding. In fourth grade, they do a lot of Texas history as part of their social studies curriculum. So they just get to build on that because they get to see where some of these things took place. So that's just a few of the things that I think our kids take away from and from what they've told me that they really enjoy.
Yeah, that's awesome. Mr. Michelson, anything else to add before we go?
No, sir. I think that's about it. We're looking forward to getting started and doing it again with the fifth grade class again next year.
Mike Michelson, principal of Lochne Elementary School, thank you so much for joining us.
You bet, Alex. Anytime.
And this is On the Record.